You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world.
Change the world. You can do it.
You can do it.
The time is now. Time is now. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Just believe.
You know, as I'm listening to that intro, the words "just believe" pop out. Of course, it's the name of the song, but I don't always hear that phrase before the show. And I think how appropriate that I'm connecting with that, because our guest today had to believe in something greater than herself, or and connect and believe in herself in order to do what she has done and what she's doing. Let me read you something that she herself wrote that I liked so much. I posted on Facebook. Diversity has been an important theme in my life. I spent my youth training in ballet, which in the 80s was and still is a field lacking in diversity. One of the things I love most about teaching my tiny dancers, actually, no, I don't want to get into that just yet. I didn't want to share that part. Diversity is not just about having equal representation in the room, but modeling for our children that race, gender, or belonging to any other class does not ever disqualify them from the career of their dreams. I am an example of that. What a statement. I am an example of that, is what she says. And she sure is. Let me tell you a little bit more about her before we bring her on. She's been dancing for over 24 years, which is hard to believe because she doesn't even look 24. Trained at the San Francisco Ballet, she has honed her performance skills with the Dance Theater of Harlem in New York. I should say the famous Dance Theater. She was fortunate enough to train with the Kirov Ballet in St. Petersburg, Russia. Or who knows, maybe they were fortunate enough to have her, as well as participate in the professional training program at the Alvin Ailey School of Dance. After a season with the Oakland Ballet Company, Ms. Hazelwood, our guest, relocated to the Los Angeles area, where she received a degree in dance and body mechanics from UCLA in June of just a couple years ago. She is currently a member of the PTERO Dance Theater on faculty at the American Musical and Dramatic Academy, and the proud and happy creator of Miss Kai's Dance Time. We're talking about and going to be talking with Miss Kai Hazelwood herself when we come back here on Life Changes with Philippe.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They're acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and this is a special show because we have our guest on. It's also a special show because I am in pain, and what a perfect day to be in pain. As people know, I've been performing in New York, so between rehearsal and all that, I didn't have time to train, and I've been training for a few months now. So I came back, and today was my first day in training, and I've got a great personal trainer. And what he said to me is, like, when you're off for a week or two, it's you have to, like, kind of start from not over, but so he wanted me to do less weight in my training. And I said, no, I can do this. And he's like, no, don't. So when he turned around, I grabbed the heavier weight. And now my back is in pain. And I thought, gosh, I wish I knew this beforehand, which I did. But, you know, if I had learned about body movement, body mechanics as a child, this training that I'm doing is all so new to me. I'm moving my body in a way that I've never moved before. And I have to say that except for this moment today, I feel so much better about life because I move differently. And I'm remembering a PE coach when I was in junior high because I was heavy and I was teased and I just didn't want to be around people that could do sports when I couldn't. So I used to give excuses to the coach, and I used to say, well, I got to study. I'm doing this report. And he'd say, you're probably not he said this once. He said, you're probably not a very good student. And I said, why would you say that? And he said, because some of our best athletes are really good students too. I don't know if that's entirely true, but I get it. Because as I'm learning, everything works together. And if you move your body right, if you're, you know, at least somewhat agile and whatnot, your brain works better, your life works better, and you're smarter. And so I get that. And now that I'm moving better, I feel like I'm handling life better.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up this as kind of a frame before we go into this beautiful discussion. The connectivity, I think, is less the body motion and more the confidence factor as it relates to sports then. And I think that's where the coaches were talking about how the overlap is. The confidence that a lot of athletes have in themselves and their body and that connectedness with their self can then spill over into the classroom, and a lot of things seem to be natural. But then, more importantly, that feeling of oneness and the fluidity with which you're thinking about movements and you're connected to yourself, I think that does play out in every other aspect.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I still think it's what I said.
Oh,
but I like what you said. I think it's both. I mean, I feel both. I feel both. Because if you got your juices flowing and your, you know, your blood's flowing through your brain and shit like that, then stuff
got
like
it.
That. And if you feel good about yourself, yeah, then you enter into studying or enter into a room or whatever, or you feel good.
Sure. And makes perfect sense.
And if you feel good. So I like that. And thanks for bringing that up. But I was thinking about that as I was driving here. I felt like an old man. Not old men. All old men feel like this, but some do. And I'm thinking, wow, I don't my whole life feels so slow. And I thought, if I had, as a child, had learned how to move. And that is, along with many other things, what our guest does. She likes to move it.
Well, you know, the moving thing, I want to touch on one other thing, because I think it's really important to have this understanding as we go into this. As I was listening to the interview, and you and I were talking about pre-show, the authenticity mm-hmm. that we're going to hear about today, you know, mm-hmm. this is something that this show is really about. And I think it's something that is hopefully becoming less rare, but certainly a very important part of what's going on, I think, on the planet now, as people are starting to step into their power and really owning who they are and really claiming their space and living their dreams. And so from what the little bit I'm looking forward to hearing more today that I've learned about Kai, she's truly owned her dreams from go. Mm. And that's something that everyone could learn from.
Like I said at the beginning, just believe. And she had to have. Otherwise, I don't think she would be here having this conversation with us. So you know a little bit about her already. She's trained and danced with all these great troupes. And now she started the Miss Kai's Dance Time for children. And she's become a role model for so many children. And so many people are coming to her class, not just for the movement, but for that role model, which you touched on, Mark. So welcome, without further ado, Kai Hazelwood.
Thank you so much. What an intro. I feel like I can just go home now.
No, but we want so much more. I should say Miss Kai.
Hazelwood. I like to say if you're over the age of 8, you can just call me Kai. It's fine. If you're under 8, it's Miss Kai.
Okay. So Miss Kai... has done some amazing things. First of all, before we get into all of this, I just want to ask, what was it like performing with Russians? I mean, you don't speak Russian, do you?
Well, I learned a lot of Russian in self-defense because no one spoke English. And I should say, thankfully, but maybe not thankfully, I didn't end up performing with the Kirov. I trained there. Mm. And I was privileged enough to be trained by a really incredible woman who was a prima ballerina there herself. And I don't think she'd ever dealt with an American dancer before. And just to give you a little taste of what that experience was like, she liked to call me the American horse.
Wow.
Because in Russia, apparently, I'm quite sizable for a ballerina, which thankfully to me was really entertaining.
Okay.
But I will say it thickened my skin even more, but it didn't dampen my spirits. It was more just another interesting experience along the way.
The American horse.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. obviously you are very graceful. So she was just referring to the size.
Yes. I'm very tall. I'm about 5'11". And for a Russian ballerina, apparently I'm not that thin either, which I thought was interesting.
Wow. So. And thankfully so, because you look great, by
well,
the way.
Thank you.
No, but seriously, that alone, what you just said about how you handled that, I mean, that, especially for a performer, could crush somebody, you, especially if it's misunderstood or if they don't have a thick skin or maybe better yet, if they don't have self-confidence. So
yeah.
Where did you get that?
I wish I knew. I'm actually going to credit my parents. I was really fortunate to have two parents that both modeled for me that absolutely anything was possible. And from day one, I really believed that whatever I wanted to do, I absolutely could.
Wow.
And I have never doubted that. And sometimes things don't work out and that's just life. But a lot of the time they do. And you just kind of go, oh, wow, I guess it was true. I can do anything. Look at what I did. So, I definitely have to thank my parents for that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And why don't we go ahead and mention at least one of your parents who we know and love? We all do, actually.
Yes. My mom is Dr. Brenda Wade. She's a psychologist based in San Francisco, but she does a lot of media work as well. And if you don't know who she is, she's very extraordinary and worth looking up. You can just find her under Dr. Brenda Wade.
Hi, Brenda. I know you're listening.
Hi, Mom.
So... when we come back, one of the things that you and I touched on when we spoke recently about you being on the show is how you are a role model. You're the role model that you didn't have. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, we'll talk why you didn't have a role model in ballet. We're talking to Kai Hazelwood, and actually, why don't we give out your website so people can check that out? It's Miss Kai's Dance Time. So MissKais dancetime.com. We'll be right back with her right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Okay, this is Filippo. And earlier, I started to read something that I wanted to wait until now to read. But I was just too excited, and I just kept reading. And I'm like, no, stop. And I stopped. And this is what I was starting to read. One of the things I love most, this is Kai Hazelwood talking, about teaching my tiny dancers at Miss Kai's Dance Time is opening their minds to what a ballerina looks like. Whether my students pursue dance seriously or not, as they get older, one of the most important lessons I want them to take from my class is that being girls or a particular racial or ethnic heritage does not limit their dreams. And here is the crux of it. There were places in my life, she says, to look for classical dancers. There were very few places in my life to look for classical dancers that looked like me. But thanks to loving, supportive parents and a stubborn streak in my personality, I committed my life to classical dance as an African American woman. Talk to me about that.
Oh, man. I think sometimes life just finds you, and it doesn't matter what happens. You know you're moving in the right direction, so you keep going in that direction. And I'll tell you, it didn't start out as gracefully as it ended with what I just said. I remember being at the San Francisco Ballet School. I was 6 years old. It was our first day. There's probably 25 kids in the room, maybe. And our teacher said, look to the right of you, look to the left. Probably two or three of you in this class will ever amount to anything as dancers, and the rest of you will do something else. And at 6 years old, hearing that, I went, well, it's going to be me. And it wasn't even a formalized thought at that point. It was that someone challenged me to something, and someone told me I couldn't do it. Or there was a chance I couldn't do it. And so I was determined to prove them wrong. And it really started out, I think, as pure stubbornness. And then the love came later. But initially it was, I just refused to have someone tell me I couldn't do something.
I like it. And as of all those other girls, how many of them were African American?
I want to say none in that class. I think that's right.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah. Well, I know there were, I think...
One
other girl that I crossed paths with, and then someone who was a little bit older, but I could count on one hand, and I know them all by first and last name that were there.
Mm-hmm. And how was that?
It was challenging. I think also I was an unusual child. I also was playing basketball full time, so I had a buzzed head, and I would show up. Yeah, I would show up with my leotard and pink tights and a buzzed head and fingers taped together from spraining fingers on a basketball. And I was kind of an oddball. And in a sense, I think that's what made me feel more comfortable because I stuck out anyway. So it was just, my race was just another way that I stuck out instead of this one alienating factor. So, yeah.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. Good for you. Except good for you. Good for you. So actually, I don't know about ballet that well. Nowadays, mm-hmm. what is it like nowadays?
It's better now. There are some mainstream companies out there that are a lot more diverse. Also, Misty Copeland is the first African-American female principal at American Ballet Theatre in, I think, 3 or 4 decades, and definitely the most high profile. And she has crossed over and toured with Prince and done a lot of commercial work. So she's very visible, which I think is awesome. That's never really happened before. So there's some interesting changes happening, and I think it's really exciting to see that.
Okay.
And be a part of it, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm really curious. I mean, I didn't know about the basketball. So why ballet then?
I was doing both 6 days a week, and I loved both of them. And at one point, it just was I couldn't do both. There wasn't enough time in the day. And I chose dance. And I think I would have been happy doing either one, but there's not one cell in my body that wishes I had made a different choice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And really, I mean, they do fit together. I was already an athlete. That has helped me immensely in dance and branching out beyond just ballet. So I don't feel like I ever gave it up or I left it. It just sort of morphed into another type of physicality.
Okay, so before we move on, is there what is it that you impart? You know, I read a little bit about what you say. How does that translate when you impart that feeling of you can do anything, no matter what you look like or your race or your?
I think what's been really interesting about Dance Time is realizing that being a role model isn't something that you choose, and it's not something that you can say, yes, I am a role model. Mm. What happens is you look around you and you realize that it's happening around you. And that's really what's happened with this program. You see it in the way kids look at you. You see it in girls sort of looking at you, realizing you're the dance teacher, that moment of sort of, huh, that doesn't quite fit my worldview. Mm-hmm. And then they adjust and their minds open. And I hear it a lot from parents. I've had many really beautiful conversations with parents who are driving their kids in to take my class because it's just like, you don't get this anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's, how do I say this? It's an opportunity to really be yourself, because being a role model is not about showing up and being perfect. It's not about showing up and fitting an image of what's right. I mean, I have short, curly hair. I have tattoos. I paint my nails weird colors. I wear strange things. And I think it's great for kids to see that you don't have to be in pink and in a tutu and look like this, that, or the other. You're a real person.
I was just about to say that, mm-hmm. actually. You're a role model, period, to any
right.
little girl, or for that matter, little boy.
Yeah.
So you could probably put some of them to shame on the basketball court too. So.
Oh no, at this point, it's
not
been
at
a
this
while.
Point. Oh, okay. if anybody challenged you, it's like, all right, let's take it outside to the basketball
That's
court.
That's right.
Let me see how. So, all right, now you also are a role model because you're an entrepreneur. This is like, you know, did you want to do, like, did you know that this was going to be so hard when you?
No, I don't think anyone would go out on their own if
right?
they knew how hard it was going to be.
Right?
It's not a choice that anybody would make. Actually, I'll tell you how it happened, because I can blame it on other people, which makes me really happy. I was teaching in Torrance and I was leaving a job, and I started letting the families know that I was leaving. And one of them in particular stopped me and said, no, that's not okay. Hmm. And I was like, but I'm moving on. And she said, no, you need to be in our children's lives and you need to figure out where you're going to teach and we're coming with you. And it kind of took me aback. And I started thinking about it and turning it over. And then I went, you know what? Sure. Why not? I'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens. And it just kind of has grown from there. And it's I talk about this a lot with friends and peers that I feel like there's a lot of young people who are just kind of striking out on their own because the world, the economy has changed so much. And I feel like our choices are limited in a traditional sense, but infinitely more open because everything is different and you can't rely on the things that you used to. Mm. And I think it's really exciting to be a part of that and very challenging. But honestly, when I've had moments where it seemed impossible, I've stopped and gone, okay, but if I wasn't doing this, what would I do? Mm. And there's nothing else I'd want to be doing. Mm. So here I am. And a year and a half later, our doors are still open and kids are coming in and we're looking to grow and expand. And I couldn't have done it without incredible people that have donated their time and energy and keep showing up. And I feel really, really fortunate.
You know, earlier I was talking about walking like an old man today. I'm thinking if I had grown up with more of an understanding of my body, I'm not saying that anybody didn't try. I just, for whatever reason, didn't get it. So PE didn't serve me well in no way, shape, or form. I'm thinking like this class, in your case, it's at the moment, one of the classes at least is geared more towards, you know, dance and all that. But body mechanics, I'm thinking children knowing how to walk and move, right? It goes back to the confidence thing that Mark was talking about.
You just hit the nail on the head. Yes, the vehicle right now is dance, and that's because that's my home and I love it. But what we're really doing is giving children confidence in their bodies and in themselves. And I think that is one of the most exciting things to watch happen in the room is you'll see children that come in and they're maybe sort of awkward and shy in the corner. And by week 10, they're leaping around the room. And I had one mother in particular stop me. And her daughter is both very tall and large for her age. And she said, I'm just so excited because she's so much more confident than I've ever seen her. Mm. And she is more willing to move and exercise because part of it, I think we're so obsessed with this obesity epidemic in children that we're approaching it from a really serious angle, which while I understand is also important, I think that part of it is just making it part of your life and making it fun. So if your child looks forward to running around the room and sweating and getting tired because you're playing freeze dance and you're dancing, then you've solved your problem and you don't have to fight about it. And how awesome is that?
Wow.
So I feel like that's underneath the fun. That's part of what we're doing is watching these kids just blossom into these physical, active, energetic, confident little beings. And it's really, really flipping fun.
What's a good freeze dance song?
We actually have a freeze dance song that's set. So, it walks you through your walking, your tiptoes, your hopping. And then sometimes we do free form as well. But I'm a big fan of our structured freeze dance
game. We should do that since Philippe was feeling so well.
We can do it right now. In fact, I think it'll be really good for your back.
Too bad we don't have the music.
Oh, I've got it with me.
I bet you do. I bet you do. And actually, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm not going to be like that parent that says, you know, no, I'm sorry, you're going to be in our child's life. And so I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I see you doing this all over the place because of your personality and because of your drive and because of what I saw. I've seen a couple of videos of the kids and the mothers, and you can just say that the mothers themselves, they're just sitting there, but they look like they're engaged even from that position. And I'm thinking, you know what? There should be a Miss Kai's adult dance. All right.
You know, it's sort of in the works. The same mother, actually. I love her. She's amazing. If you're listening, Tana, I love you.
That mother needs to tell you to run for president, but go on.
She actually approached me about it and was like, you know, I used to dance in high school. I would love to dance again, and we should work something out. So it's, you know, it's a possibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And talking about dancing in high school, a lot of people have said, you know, about my voice, they like my voice, they like Mark's voice. You know, you hear certain voices, you go, I like that, those voices. Is it a coincidence that these voices were trained as singers as kids, right? Mark sang as a kid, I sang as a kid, and Mark hadn't sung for many, many years, and I could still hear that there was that power in his voice. So I think it's the same thing with dance. The more I'm looking at it and listening to you, that there's the kids that grow up with this movement thing. I just keep harping on it, but to me, it's like this big aha.
Yeah. Well, it's so awesome because I think it really does carry you through your whole life, whether it's, you know, being willing to get on the dance floor as a teenager. You know, we all, ladies, it's true, we all loved the guy in high school that was willing to get up there and dance. It's something about breaking that physical barrier of being uncomfortable in your body. And the sooner you can do it, and if you keep doing it, then you're never uncomfortable in your body. And what an amazing thought to just be comfortable in yourself, in your physical, in your physical body. It's really cool.
And you embody that in so many ways. Actually, when we come back, I hadn't even read this part. I didn't even think we'd get this far, and I just read that some experts suggest that dance is one of the most important activities for a child's developing brain. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, let's talk about that with Miss Kai and her amazing dance time. Right here on Life Changes, live from the Joint Studios in Burbank.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and though I'm in a little pain, I'm having a lot of fun, and I actually feel like I can get up and dance right now. I think it's just...
I challenge you.
You challenge me. Don't put that dance music on, because I just might get up and dance with you. Before we went on to a commercial, we were talking to Miss Kai Hazelwood about the what experts are suggesting, that dance is one of the most important activities for a child's developing brain.
Well, when you think about it, it actually makes perfect sense because, you know, we come into this world and we pretty much have to figure everything out through experience. And the more you can move your body in different ways, the more you're learning and the more your brain is developing because it's doing new things and having to figure out new tasks. So a lot of the things we do in class seem very silly, but it's really about challenging children to move their bodies in new directions because the science is suggesting that movement variations, moving your body in new and different ways, helps stimulate the growth of the development of new neural pathways in the brain. So I just sort of think that the geek part of my brain loves that, and the dance child nerd part of me loves putting it into practice because it means that we get to roll around and do ridiculous things, and it's all for a great and scientifically proven reason.
Wow. I like that. Rolling around and being silly, or maybe it's not being silly, but maybe...
It feels silly in a good way.
It feels silly in a good way. Yeah, you know, actually, I'm wondering, I was in a singing class one time, and I had a teacher grab my hand and make me skip around the room and act silly while I was singing the song. And all of a sudden, then when I stood there, I sang the song differently. What could that be about?
I mean, I think it's the same thing. It's challenging your brain. I think there's something to be said about multitasking physically, because it takes, for one thing, some of your natural inhibitions out of it because your brain can't focus on that one task while it's trying to do something else in the same way. So I do that sometimes in classes. In my grown-up classes, I'll layer movements on top of each other just to challenge the brain to try to keep up, which usually makes you have to stop thinking in the way that you were already thinking or stop singing the song in the way that you were singing it because your brain can't. You're doing something else. So I think they're, related ideas.
Wow. So you could probably teach children all kinds of stuff while they're dancing around.
And honestly, we do. I think anyone watching our classes, you definitely see the sense of fun, the sense of play. The kids have a great time. But every part of our classes it's been put together. A lot of thought has gone into all of it because we are really helping them develop classroom skills for when they go into preschool and beyond, social skills, how to interact with other students, respecting a teacher, listening to a teacher, learning to raise your hand, learning to not hit people next to you because they got to go first. There's even potty training elements in a sense of having to communicate when you need to go to the bathroom and go.
Wow.
Then they learn an incredible amount of dance vocabulary because I honestly believe that kids are way smarter than we think they are, and they can learn much more than we think they can. So I, on purpose, set the bar kind of high for them in class, and I have yet to have a class let me down. So it's pretty amazing when you watch a two-year-old come out and they know their basic foot and arm positions and terminology, and they can, it's
two?
Incredible. Oh, yeah.
Two, wow.
They do first position, second position. They're pretty awesome.
And you don't experience the terrible twos in your classroom.
I don't. And I have many a parent come up and they're very frustrated with me because their child is this beautiful angel come to class. And I think one of the funniest things a parent told me is that she was using me as a disciplinary tool at home. She would go to her daughter and go, "I'm going to tell Miss Kai that you're not listening right now." And the child was like, "Oh, no." And then all of a sudden they'd behave. And I'm not scary, so I don't know how that works out. But I love it.
Not scary at all. You know, not everybody is a child or has a child, and not everybody lives in this area where they can go to take your class. By the way, Miss Kai's dancetime.com. So what can we give the listeners that they could do at home until you come to a theater near them?
I love that question. That's actually where my brain has been going recently. And one of the things that we are starting in July, I'm going to do little online web episodes if you go to our YouTube channel. So each month there'll be like a theme step that we'll work on, and there'll be four videos, or depending on, there's always 4 weeks in a month pretty much. Yeah, sorry about that.
Some have five.
Most that's, well, that's why I was like, mostly, right? I'm not, okay. And we'll do a development on that one step every week. So it gives, I think, people at home the ability, if you are in our classes, to continue the learning and the practice in between classes. And if you're not here, you can still kind of check in and see what we're doing and be a part of our community, because that's really what it is. We're a community of people that think kids are awesome and want to help them grow into awesome, bigger people. And I think that should be everywhere.
And big people are kids, too.
Seriously. Have you
totally.
Met me?
Yeah. Well, okay, so let's talk about something that you're doing that's also different, is you're actually going to do a show. I mean, you've only been doing this a year and a half, and now you're venturing into all this other stuff. So you're going to do a show as well?
Yeah, I have a lot of energy.
Yeah, so I've met you. I've known you for years,
this
actually.
This is true. So, I feel like there's so many exciting things to do. This is where we're headed, and we're going to put our thinking caps on this summer and make it happen in some evolution right now, and it'll just grow and become even bigger down the line. But we're doing our first showtime session where the children will actually be learning choreography, and this is even our two-year-olds will be learning choreography that they'll get the opportunity to perform. We don't know the venue yet, but they will get a chance to perform somewhere and be on stage. But what I wanted to do is also give them an opportunity to be exposed to really high-level art and dance. So they will be sort of the opening act, if you will, the first half of the show. And at intermission, they're welcome to come out into the audience and watch. And the second half of the show are going to be pieces performed and choreographed by myself and other professional artists that I know and work with and love. And I'm very privileged to get to spend a lot of time with some really talented, awesome people. So it'll both be a great show for the kids to get to be on stage and experience going to a show and seeing really fabulous dance.
That's fun.
Yeah, I think so.
And you'll invite us?
You are so invited. I'll even reserve a seat. There'll be something silly on it, like a hat with a propeller with your name on it.
Oh, wow. How do I feel about that? I'm trying to think.
It's your official welcome to dance time. You have to have something silly.
I'm bringing my camera.
In fact, my wonderful associate teacher, Miss Evie, who's also here, is the mistress of all things decorative and silly. So I'm sure she can dream up something.
Well, I can't
wardrobe-wise.
Wait. Thank you, Miss Evie. And thank you for being here. Actually, you have a whole entourage of beautiful people with you.
I do. I have some wonderful interns working with me this summer from Santa Monica City College, and Evie Yvette Flores, who's been with me almost since we started and been an incredible support, and she is a fabulous teacher in her own right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing it. I trust your mom is proud.
My mom is very proud, although often that manifests itself in, ooh, I've got 15 more awesome ideas for you. And I'm like, I can't do anything else. But she's very excited.
I remember asking you something and I don't remember. It's like, do you know anything about blah, blah, blah? Of course I do. Have you met my mom? I'm like, oh, that's right. Yeah, of course you would know that.
Yeah.
So where else do you get your influences? Obviously, your parents were a big support, but
my parents were a big support, and I know a lot of people say that, but I don't think I can say that enough. My parents are incredibly different people, but they both were entrepreneurs and trailblazers in their own right. My dad was a producer and director in San Francisco and won an Emmy for the first prime, or was it, I think it was a primetime TV show in the 70s that dealt with diversity.
Mm.
So I think it's not shocking that
wow.
I've ended up where
yeah.
I am. And he, was a pretty awesome guy. He was involved totally accidentally in some civil rights demonstrations on various college campuses where he attended.
Mm.
So very interesting dude. And my mom is, you know, doing incredible things, and I think taking over the world one happy, blossoming soul at a time. So I think there was sort of no way for me to not make life on my own terms, having come from those two people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, where do you draw inspiration from?
Oh, honestly, from the families that I get to spend my time with at Dance Time,
nice.
The people that I work with, I work as mentioned in my bio at AMDA, the American Musical and Dramatic Academy, and the kids that I work with there, they're not really kids, they're young adults, are incredible as well. And I think getting to spend all of my days surrounded by people that are doing things that I wish I could do, that I think are awesome, that maybe I don't even want to do, but I think it's super cool that they're doing, it's just really inspiring to see people taking life by the there's a sure a more delicate word than the one I'm thinking of.
Really forging their own
family audience, really forging their own way in life. I think it's really inspiring. And every day I get up, I see people with more energy than me and doing incredible things I've never even thought of. And it just makes me want to do more and grow bigger and reach more people.
I'd love to meet those people. I've never met anybody with more energy than you. But
I think you and I could have an energy off. I don't know who would win that one.
Well, I know we all won here today.
Thank you. I feel that
way. This has been such a pleasure. So now Kai's going to dance for us.
Which you can all not see out in radio land. But right now I'm doing something really impressive and spectacular. You just can't
see it. Ooh.
And big finish. Ta-da. You're welcome.
Well, I just think we gave the audience a taste of her personality for sure. And
I don't have a lot of that. I'm really sorry. I'll work on it for next time.
Yeah, right. Well, I look forward to the next time. This has been a pleasure, and we're you stick around because we're going to have some more fun afterwards, and that's after Mark and I get to talk about you during the producer's wrap. We've been talking to Miss Kai. I like saying that, by the way.
It's so catchy, right?
Yeah, it is. I like it. So Miss Kai Hazelwood of Miss Kai's Dance Time and of so many other things. I think we're going to be hearing a lot about her in the coming years because she's only – are you even 18 yet?
I'm actually 17 and a half.
Okay.
And three quarters, my bad.
And with that, we'll be right back with some more fun and our producer's wrap with Mark Lesher when we're back after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Oh, I almost missed the cue because I've been sitting here having too much fun with Kai dancing around in my chair.
In your chair.
With my back in pain. She almost made the pain go away just by being having such a fun time. Now come on. I know you like dance. So you gotta have.
I love dance.
Yeah.
And I love this discussion, but what I can't get out of my mind is, you know, the topic of diversity and the whole worldview perspective and thinking about how many kids have been in Kai's position in one way or another, whether it's race or culture or economic status or things, and didn't make that decision or didn't have the fortitude or the guts or the courage or the encouragement or whatever to choose going with their dream, to choose pursuing their dream. And I'm certainly not positioned to be an expert in this category, but I believe that that the African culture And as so many other cultures have such a history and a normalcy of motion, movement, rhythm, and dance, and yet the whole idea that a Black American ballerina is such a rarity or such an anomaly is shocking to me. And it's got to be because of worldview. And you think about certain sports, and it comes back to that, right? You can't be that because you are whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we talk about this all the time. You're too short. You're too tall. You're not this. You're not that. And, you know, your feelings and references at the beginning of the show about body and confidence and motion and, you know, you stop pursuing that for those reasons. So to me, this is, you know, Kai's a champion from that perspective. And it's really, really, you know, that idea of role model is so powerful in the fact that she's bringing that out to the kids. And for those kids to have this opportunity to see somebody that's so real and courageous from that perspective, I think is not to be undervalued.
No, you know, as a matter of fact, at the beginning of the show, and Kai talked about this on the phone, it's like there's so many angles to this and so much importance. And, you know, even growing up, I had a best friend who was African-American, and she told me her sister sang opera one day. I was in elementary school, and she said, you know, my sister sings opera. And I knew opera. I grew up in an Italian-American household. I know opera, and I don't remember ever seeing an African-American sing opera. And I remember just pausing, like, my mind was going, is that possible? I mean, like, can you do that? Or I didn't know what to think. And I'm thinking, wow, what a waste of a perfect opportunity for the other children to have learned something. If more people could have learned that, what I just learned that moment.
We've never been encouraged to pursue something, at least largely, we haven't been encouraged to pursue something that is heart-centered, right? And that is, you know, their dreams. And to have the parents that Kai had, you know, a lot of kids aren't gifted with that because parents are so busy with their own programming and what society told them is right or wrong or, you know, again, going back to that worldview. So that encouragement isn't often there. And then you go into other perspectives. The other thing that we touched on that really rang true, you talked about my singing, my upbringing. And obviously that's been a big thread to our friendship and so many other shows that we've done because of my stepping back into my creative. I hadn't sang for 20-some years. And I had a pretty successful childhood doing it. Sang for a couple of presidents and back up Diana Ross and had all those, you know, fun experiences we've talked about.
Yeah.
And yet I stopped for a whole variety of reasons. And the reason I bring it up again is that I was referring back to when I learned, and I learned how to sing very much in a almost a military setting. We were not allowed to move. We had to have a certain stance. It was completely motionless because they wanted a certain tone. And so listening to Kai talk about motion and sound and connecting and all of these things, that's a completely different science and awareness of self, but it really brought out some other things that I think about when we start talking about the way discipline is taught. And Kai was referencing how the kids are angels in our class. And I think it's because of the motion. Mm. The ability to emote, to connect, to move is the opposite of what is discipline. Sit down and shut up. You know, that's kind of also often what discipline has been in our school systems and things of that nature. You're not disciplined and just you can sit and be quiet.
Mm.
And I'm not certain that that is natural.
That's really interesting. You know, she brought up something that I also thought was really cool. And that is, you know, there's this email going around that says, can you list the person that won the Academy Award in 19 whatever? Can you list the person that won the gold medal in 19 whatever, and or even 2000 whatever for that matter? And invariably, people can't. And you don't remember these people. And then it says, can you name your favorite teacher in high school or the person that that inspired you the most? Can you name your best friend and blah, blah, blah? And then you name all of those people. And those are the people that are the true inspiration in your life. And so when you ask, I ask the question of people like, who are your role models? Somebody will say, oh, Oprah or this or that, or, you know, the Queen of England, whatever. She said the people that she teaches, that the parents of the kids, you know, the people she works with. I mean, that's I'm talking about you. Well, she's looking at
the people that are moved by her, or yeah, that she feels moved by. And I think it's an important word to recognize that connection.
Yeah. Yeah. And so those people, I'm sure, feel the same way, because that's love. That's inspiration. That's a connection. That's relationship. And those are all the things that people don't forget. And if obviously they're learning, the kids are learning a lot in her class, period, movement, all this stuff. But if they're getting that from her, that kind of respect, that she's looking, quote unquote, up to them in a sense, or wants to do that much right by them, that they'll never forget that.
That's a real exchange, as opposed to being taught to. You're in essence, they're teaching, they're dancing together.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me, I had a relative who used to say to me, I deserve respect, or not just to me, to us kids. He was an adult. I deserve respect. You need to respect me, you know, in the old Italian way, you know, hey, where, show me some respect over here. Where's the respect? And then we had his brother who we all loved. And he never said a cross word to us, never asked for respect, but we respect him up until the day he died, and never demanded or asked for respect. He commanded it. And that's what I'm feeling here. Mm. Yeah. She commands it.
Absolutely.
And so she stands in her power. So, my hat's off to her. What do you think we can inspire her to do life changes-y wise? Because she's already out there changing lives.
I think that'll come up with the next live event.
Okay. Hers or ours? Or both?
Both.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, with that, I just want to give her one more plug here. Go to go to her website and read her blog. I was reading from her blog at the beginning of the show, MissKaisDanceTime.com, and Kai is KAI. So read what she's saying, see what she's doing, and check her out when you're in town or when she's in your town, because I think you'll be pleasantly moved as well. So with that, thank you to her, and thank you, Mark, and thank you, Dorothy, and thank all of you for being here with us. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world. Now's the time.